Wow. I wish that I could take Chaye's smile and just send it right out to you. She is here along with her big sister, Lauren. They're going to talk a little bit about their relationship is forged by Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Cheryl Jones is here too from Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we'll talk about what's new there. Chaye, may I start with you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Pittsburgh, Alabama.
That's a great school. What grade are you in?
Seventh.
And how do you like it there?
I like it. I like the teachers.
It's challenging there, though, right? There's a lot of challenges, I think.
Yeah.
Is this your second year there?
Yes.
Because you go 6 through 12. So it's nice. You're more familiar with it than you were last year. That's got to be good. What are some of your favorite subjects?
I like science and art.
What are you doing in science? I know school just started last week, but do you know what you'll be starting off with?
We're starting off with different liquids and colors.
Huh. And do you know, what are you going to do? Are you doing experiments with liquids?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is you're going to be finding out? I know it's early. I'm just curious.
What we're trying to find out is what's in some things that we drink.
Oh, like sugar maybe, or what makes things different colors?
Yeah.
Very cool. And you mentioned art. Do you like to make art?
Yeah, because it helps me express myself.
And what kinds of things do you make?
I like to just draw. Sometimes I try to make my own stories.
That's great. Do you do a little bit of that every day, or just sort of whenever you get in the mood?
Yeah.
More that way. Very cool. Who else is in your family?
I have my mom, my dad, my grandma, my brother, and my baby sister.
What is your brother's name?
Jerome.
And how about your baby sister?
JL.
Do you ever take care of her or help take care of her?
Yes.
What do you do?
I help clean her, I help feed her, and sometimes I even dress her.
Oh, that's a big responsibility. And it's kind of nice to have a big sister to hang out with too, I'll bet. If you had to describe Lauren here in three words, how would you describe her?
Funny, pretty,
Those are both pretty good ones. You could stop while you're ahead if you want, but funny and pretty are both terrific. Any others?
She's understandable.
That's Chaye, I like you a lot. Understandable is really good to be with somebody who you kind of, you know, clearly understand where you're coming from and what you're doing. Lauren, let's focus on you for a second. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a teacher in Woodland Hills, and I teach kids with autism in 7th and 8th grade.
Well, it's nice to meet you. We're actually, SLB is doing work at Pittsburgh Obama and at Woodland Hills.
Nice.
So it's nice to meet both of you. How long have you been in the district?
This is my 4th year.
And how did you get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Actually, Tom Baker came to talk to me when I was in the AmeriCorps, in Keys AmeriCorps in Pittsburgh, and he came to talk to our group. And I was interested in it at the time and then just pursued it with them.
Tom's got that way.
He does.
When he proposes, he gets no noses. He only gets yeses. He's pretty persuasive. So I want to talk about how you two met. What was that like the first time you met each other?
Well, we came down to the office. I think I was a little bit nervous, and she probably was too. But I still have the picture in my room. It's really funny. We both have our tongues sticking out.
Were you nervous, Chaye?
Kind of. I was nervous to meet new people, but I like meeting new people. It's natural.
I would be nervous too, though. I think it's natural to be a little nervous. So what did you, do you remember what you talked about the first time you met?
I think we kind of just talked about like stuff like when we're going to meet, what things does she like, what do I like.
And how long have you been together now?
Five and a half.
5.5 years?
Yes.
How old are you? You are what? You're in seventh grade, so you're 12?
Yep.
You've been together since you were 6.5 years old. Wow. You've both probably undergone a lot of changes in that nearly 6 years. How do you think Lauren's changed?
I don't really think she's changed. Yeah. She's
probably always been there as an adult for you. That's kind of, but gosh, you, Shia, you've changed a lot, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've doubled in age. So tell me, what do you like to do together?
Since we both like shopping, we kind of do both of what we like. So I like art, she likes shopping, and we both like colors and stuff. So we went to this place called Color Me Mom,
mm-hmm.
and we made our own little, I guess you would say like a statue or a...
Like a pottery or like a vase or something like that, a vase that you could color and paint?
Yeah.
Very cool. And when you shop, Lauren, or there's special things you like to look for when you go shopping?
She likes Claire's the most. We actually set a timer in Claire's because she really, really likes it, and she would stay there forever.
Actually, I don't know Claire's. What do they? I'm not a shopper. You can't believe I don't know that.
They mostly have jewelry and accessories.
Oh, one of those. Oh, I know the store you mean now. I'm not much for shopping. I can't tell you exactly why, but I was going to say a lot of guys might be like that, but I've just never been one to shop. Do you do some other things together? Like if you're scheduled to be together and it's like really rainy and you don't want to go outside, do you do stuff?
Yeah, sometimes we'll have like a movie day or we'll go out to eat and do something else fun.
That's fun. Do you know how to cook, Shia?
Yes.
What do you cook?
Sometimes I make breakfast for my mom or the family. And one time, I think I was like 10 or 12, and I made pasta.
Excellent. That's pretty amazing. So as a teacher of children with autism, you probably love kids, I would imagine.
Yes.
And I think Woodland Hills just started last week also,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did.
And what got you interested in teaching?
Well, I actually started subbing just in general education, all different classrooms, and then I subbed in a life skills classroom. And it was really challenging, but I really liked the students. And I work at Presley Ridge over the summer, too, with students that are nonverbal.
I'll bet that was really rewarding. Shia, have you thought about a career yet or something you might like to do when you graduate from Obama?
Yes, I actually want to go to a design or beauty school.
Good choices. I think design is really important. What made you choose those?
Well, I see my mom play with a lot of makeup and stuff like that, so it just inspired me to try to make up my own stuff. So I try, since art has to do with design, I chose design, and since makeup has to do with beauty, I chose beauty.
Very logical. Are you promise ready?
Yes.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's a great thing to stay promise ready. I'm going to ask Cheryl what's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters right now. Cheryl, what's new at Big Brothers Big Sisters right now?
There's a lot new, but before we segue into that, I just have to give a shout out to these two. They have been involved with our fashion show, Fashion for Kids' Sake, for several years, and they are outstanding models for us in our fundraisers that we have every year. You should see the outfits that they put
together. I'll bet. Do you model together?
Yes.
Oh, that's got to be great. You are both very photogenic.
Yes.
Like I said, their smiles mm-hmm. are infectious. infectious. Yes, so seeing both of them.
They've done a lot for us over the years. They've done the fashion show, and they've also been in our video. So they, we did a promotional video that they were involved in. So they're a great representation for what Big Brothers Big Sisters stands
yeah.
for. So.
They really and they look like sisters. Mm-hmm. When I'm looking yeah. at you, seriously, the big, they've got the same hair, smile. The same smiles. Mm-hmm. You really do. Yeah. It looks like you two yeah. belong to each other. Yeah. And after 5.5 years, I hope you feel that way.
Yeah, but we are in our 50th anniversary year, so it's been a very busy and a very exciting summer. We had a big carnival with our matches and an alumni party, just kind of reaching out to people. And this coming Thursday, we have our Flyaway Bash, which is our huge fundraiser that's actually sold out, and we're very excited about
it. This is crazy, even though it's sold out. I saw a billboard on Bigelow Boulevard mm-hmm. for it the other day, and this... It's crazy. You show up to this gala with a packed suitcase because you may end up winning a trip that very night on a private plane
yep,
to
take New York
you
City.
To New York City.
For an all-expenses-paid weekend.
Yeah, that's
going to be very exciting. So.
I'll bet.
Yeah,
and so. It's sold out.
Yes. Yes, wow. We're really excited about that.
Where is it?
It's at the Voyager Jet Hangar at the Allegheny County Airport.
That would be appropriate.
Yep.
Shaye, have you ever been on a plane?
Not yet.
Would you like to do that one of these days?
Sure.
Yeah, I wasn't on a plane until I was a little bit older than you are, and I can remember that very clearly. Well, I have some presents for you. I have a pencil. I know that's not much. They get better as we go. But a Saturday Light Brigade pencil. I think we should give one to Lauren. She does that too. They're unsharpened for your convenience so that they don't break. I have a radio patch. These are official radio broadcasting patches. And probably best of all, I have a pass for the Children's Museum. I'm looking to be sure I'm not giving you one that is going to expire, and I'm not. But you can use this. To visit the museum, if not today, anytime that you would like. And you, Shaye, I think would enjoy the make shop because there is an industrial sewing machine in there where you can sew and make things and explore fashion. There's a 3D printer in there and adults that can help you, or you can just do it on your own too. But there's other places that I think you'd like. There's also an art studio where you can paint. On some days you can silk screen, like make colorful fabric and things. So I hope maybe you two will make that one of your get together sometime, if not today, whenever you choose to do it. Anything else either of you would like to say?
I think the kids out there that need somebody to talk to, they should really get a big brother or big sister because they are really inspiring and they can help you.
Boy, that's a tough statement to follow. And anything else you'd add, Lauren?
And I just want to reach out to anyone that's thinking of being a big brother, a big sister. I think a lot of times people think it's a really big commitment, but it's really worth it.
And you can do so by going to BBBS Pittsburgh, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, BBBSPGH.org. Or Cheryl, I didn't note the phone number in front of me.
412-363-6100.
Thank you, and I'm sorry to have not had that right in front of me. Consider it, and it's a great organization to get involved in. Go Obama Eagles. Go, is it the Wolverines?
Yes.
At Woodland Hills. Thank you both for being here. It's been a real pleasure to have you.